Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
And welcome in. This is an abbreviated show this evening. We're only taking you 1 hour. We have the Panthers in action this evening, coming up right after we are finished against the New York Rangers, and that'll be this evening. So this is our official last show of 2024. It has moved along quickly, and certainly when we return next week back to our 2 hours, we'll kind of wrap up a lot of things, bowl game stuff that happened, but we're going to kind of touch on a lot of different things this evening as well. We're going to talk a little bit with James Knapp from the Broward Educational Foundation. They have stepped up in a major way. They do that Broward County Football Showcase at the beginning of the year, which has probably turned into one of the premier showcases in the country. Last year with Bosco and obviously Gorman coming down, Matt O'Day is slated to come this next year. So we'll talk to James about 6:35 or so. About 6:25, we wrap things up with Alex Dono, Locked On Canes, University of Miami stuff that I'm sure not a lot of happy fans, but we'll talk to Alex about that, kind of wrap up the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Don't want to get in too much why Cam Ward didn't play in the second half, because that's kind of been beaten already. This week, for the last, couple of decades, has been a huge week in Central Florida and pretty much around the country for some of the best high school football players in the nation. They converge on the Disney area for about 4 or 5 days for practice on the Under Armour game. Then on that Saturday, usually it was on a Saturday, now it's pretty much the day after the new year on the 2nd, it's the Under Armour All-Star Game. And this year, added bonus is they've added juniors, underclassmen to it. So it should be pretty interesting. Every year, the best players play before they leave to college, and that'll be coming up on Thursday. This year will be at Speck Martin Stadium in DeLand, Stetson University's home field, obviously because Camping World Stadium is being used for all these bowl games, and Tropicana Field is not usable. And those have been the two venues over the years. Somebody has really done a tremendous job. I can't thank him enough for all he's meant to high school football for pretty much the past two decades. He is the analyst for ESPNU and recruiting coordinator for ESPN. Always does the color commentary on all the games that you see will be in action this Thursday. And I'd like to welcome in Craig Halbert. Craig, thanks so much for taking the time. And obviously another busy week, but something that you've worked hard forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always an exciting time of year, and it's good to be on with you. Now I know why you're not at this first practice tonight, so you got an excused absence, but hope to see you out here over the next 2 days. But, yeah, it's always fun. It's, I think this is year 18. Started back in 2008 with Julio Jones and A.J. Green and Daquan Bowers and those guys, and the game has kind of really evolved, and a lot of the stars of college football and the NFL have kind of played on this platform, including the last two Heisman winners and Travis Hunter and Jaden Daniels. So it's exciting because as you stand out here this week and you watch these guys do their thing and get to spend some time with them at the hotel, you know, at different events, it's kind of neat because you know there's some next really impact players in the game that are going to be household names kind of still here in the early stages of their careers.
Yeah, you bring up a great point. I mean, these are the stars of the future, and we've watched and you've watched over the years how many different players have come through this, have had great, you know, I remember when Deion Sanders was working with James Cook, and, you know, you kind of remember a lot of these different players that played in it, you know, from the beginning of it. But It really is such a great opportunity that these young men look back forever. I mean, the like you said, starting today with the practices, they get some really good gear. They have an opportunity to kind of mingle with some of the coaches and the NFL players that, you know, that formerly played in the game. Talk about the week, because that to me, Craig, is the most important thing, because these are memories that these young men look back forever. And I know that the past players who've come, they go back to their schools and tell, hey, listen, you know, if you're invited, you need to go. Talk about that experience.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. I remember seeing about 2 years ago, there was an article on Dalvin Cook on ESPN.com, and he was in his kitchen, and just in the general photo was his Under Armour helmet from when he played. And I thought that was kind of neat that all those years later and all everything he had accomplished, he still had his Under Armour game helmet there. So obviously it resonates with him. And you're right. And I think one of the neat things that when we hear from players who, you know, we cross paths with down the road that have played in the game, one of the things they really say was it was really a fun week, but it was also a great first opportunity for them to get a taste of what it was going to be like in college, because everybody on the field is kind of at the same level. You know, depending on where they play high school, and even here in Florida, which is one of the elite places for high school football and talent, a lot of times, most of these 100 players, 9 out of 10 times, they're the best player on the field. And this week, that's not the case. That talent gap is closed, and it was really a good indication, some of them have said, for where they're at, how ready they are to go to the SEC or the Big Ten or the ACC in terms of what they need to work on. And that's kind of neat that they get here and really got to get a sense for, you know what, this is what I'm about to face. And especially now, and you've been in this as long as I have, and, you know, the game's really evolved. You know, no more go to college in redshirt. A lot of these guys are going to be impact players. I mean, Colin Sims was a freshman of the year just named this past week. I mean, he was out here a week ago. So a lot of these names, as you watch on ESPN on the 2nd at 4 p.m., are going to be names a lot of people are going to be talking about, in about 10 months.
Yeah. You could be, and Craig, you bring up a good point, talking about the immediacy now. These young men, they play in this game in less than a week. A lot of them are on college campuses around the country already starting their careers and, you know, getting in the weight room and getting adjusted through that first, 4 or 5 months till spring starts for them, as well as an opportunity, as you mentioned, you know, back in the day when all these players would convene like they are now. It would be new, but through 7-on-7s and line camps and all these different elite camps around the country, a lot of these players already know each other. They've seen each other. Talk about that, because I think that's a great camaraderie, because you know as well as I have watching this throughout the years, Craig, that a lot of these players, if you're committed to Notre Dame or Indiana or Miami or whatever, there's a bunch of the guys that get together and kind of gravitate towards each other throughout the course of the week and in the game. Talk about that, because I think that's awesome when they pose for some pictures throughout practice and, you know, getting an opportunity to know one another, because they're going to be seeing each other. Well, I can't say for the next 4 years anymore, because, you know, with the NIL, that's kind of like jumping the gun. But at least they get an opportunity to get on campus, you know, this coming year and know each other and say, hey, you know, and share some memories. Talk about that opportunity.
Yeah, I think the first thing, you know, the way college football has become with NIL and the transfer portal, I think a lot of people have kind of maybe become jaded and everything. I think the first thing you got to remember, these are just high school kids. These are all just 17-year-old kids who, you know what, you get in this setting and it's fun, you know. And I think, you know, there's a little bit, these are the best players in the country. So as they step on the field and we're just starting the first practice and we're just kind of doing a walkthrough and kind of walking around being like, slow down, you know, we still got two days to go. You know, don't come out of the gate too fast, but, you know, they're so competitive. But this is also kind of very much like a Pro Bowl type vibe. And, you know, they're kids. They're having fun. They put in a lot of work to kind of get to this point. And now they kind of, you know, Under Armour does a great job of not only putting on a great showcase here for them to showcase their talents, but to have fun as well. So when you see those pictures and you see them kind of hanging out and the big smiles, I think they just kind of get to exhale before they take that next big step. For them. And I think the other thing is, listen, we all love football. We all love sports and, you know, but they're in a kind of a situation that not a lot of people can relate to, especially as this game has evolved and some of those things I mentioned. That, you know, to be a 17-year-old kid and dealing with NIL and trying to work your way through the recruiting process, difficult. And I think they all kind of get in a room and, you know, and where they maybe can't relate to the normal high school football player or student, now they're all around their peers who they can kind of share stories with and kind of be like, you know, I've talked to some parents just in checking everything, and they go, you know, it's really tough. I was talking to one parent whose player is committed to one of the college football playoff teams, and it was their last visit. And the mom was telling me, you know what? We were so exhausted, and it was so much going back. We almost canceled that visit. And ultimately, that was, they decided to do it, and that was the school that he went to. But, you know, it's like, it could be a grind. You know, it could be from the outside, it could sound great to be wined and dined, but when you're doing it week in and week out and you're on planes and everybody's telling you what you want to hear, it could be overload. So I think a lot of these players, especially now, and you know too, Larry, you've been here since the beginning. Like, when we started in 08, most of these players came down, probably 70% were uncommitted. Now probably 80% are committed and signed too. So I think there's a little bit of an exhale. This used to be a week of recruiting where the players were recruiting each other. Yes. And, you know, our good, we both know Jerry Hamilton. Jerry used to always joke the best place to be was around a ping pong table because they were all kind of trying to recruit each other at that point, you know, so that's a little bit different. But now with the juniors here, there's a little bit more of that recruiting vibe going on, though, because most of those guys are still uncommitted.
Yeah, no doubt. Craig Hulbert joins us, the ESPN analyst, does a tremendous job as a recruiting analyst for ESPN, ESPNU. Talk about some of the players that are going to be there. I know a lot of people are heading up there or heading down there, wherever they listen to us, get an opportunity to see on 4 o'clock on Thursday some really good talent from around the country. Who are some of the guys that you could spotlight?
Yeah, you know, listen, I'm really excited, you know, at the quarterback position. Heading to Alabama, Keelan Russell from Duncanville won a ton of games. I think he's just an exciting playmaker. One of those players I never really had a chance to see in person in high school. Always watched his film, but I can't wait, you know, to see what he does. I had a chance this fall on ESPN to call one of the games for A.H. Parker out of Alabama and see Naeem Offord. He's just a special player. He's so long and athletic, and he is out here. Players like Blake Woodby, who's heading to Auburn. I've done quite a few St. Francis games over the years and seen him. And one of these kids, I remember, it's kind of neat. You follow these guys from their early processes along. I remember I did a St. Francis game on ESPN about 3 years ago, and he was just a sophomore. And he came up to me at walkthrough on the sideline. He said, "Hey, I'm Blake Woodby. I want to introduce myself. I'm the best player on the field." And 3 years later, he's a five-star and a kid who's never turned down an opportunity to compete. So I'm kind of excited about that. And here in Florida, I can't wait to see like Derek Cooper at Chaminade Madonna. He's not only an excellent running back, but he may be probably one of the best route runners out here if he wanted to play receiver. He was the MVP of our Miami Under Armour camp. He came to Future 50. He was the MVP of that event. So very curious to see if he can turn that into a hat trick. But he's an exciting player and one of those players who's uncommitted. I'm sure a lot of people will watch.
And, you know, I'll tell you what, as you bring up Derek Cooper, and I've been doing this, you know, for many, many years, I've never seen anybody, Craig, that's come out of zero, nowhere, to be what he was. He actually, before your camp, nobody basically ever heard of him. A couple of people watched him out running because he came from Cardinal Gibbons. He didn't get an opportunity to play very much for Cardinal Gibbons. He makes the move to Chaminade, and during the spring, he blew up. You know, everybody got an opportunity to watch him. As you said, he's got size. He reminds me a lot of John Beeson, who also played at Chaminade, who also was a running back, who also was a linebacker. And here's somebody in Derek, that during the St. Thomas game this year, he ran for 147 yards and he had 14 tackles in the game. So it kind of shows you, and I can't wait for him to be on that big stage as well. And certainly a lot of other players, you get an opportunity that they've added underclassmen this year, speaking about Derek Cooper. What was behind that, and was that something where, hey, listen, you know, instead of having, you know, our Under Armour top 50, we're going to throw some of those kids into the game?
Yeah, I think part of it is just the way the game has evolved. You know, with the college football playoffs going to 12, you know, and more, it's almost become the norm where players early enroll. there's just some players who are excited to get to college. They're excited to kind of, if they're committed to a team that's in a college football playoff, to want to go. And, you know, we've probably got about a 70-30 split between seniors and juniors. But, you know, we said, you know what, if it's going to be a point where some of these top seniors are now just want to go straight to college, you know what, let's not try to cram a square peg into a round hole, as the old saying goes. Let's widen the net a little bit. And let's bring in some top juniors. Like you mentioned right. A little bit earlier, a lot of these guys between 7-on-7 in camps, they've competed before. That gap between the senior and the junior is very narrow. So let's, you know, and I think it's exciting for fans because now you're going to see some of next fall's college stars. But for those recruiting diehards as well, you're going to see some of the guys who are going to be the big names that everybody's talking about in the recruiting trail. So I think with this blend now, I think we get a little bit of best, a little bit of the best of both worlds.
100%. The girls got a chance to play because obviously flag football has become huge. National is going to be Olympic sport. They started off in the day. You still have the eighth grade game as well coming up?
Yeah, the day will start with the eighth grade All-American, and players like Julian Lewis, the quarterback, is going to Colorado, is here. He played in that game. Jake Krull from IMG, the Orlando area, he's out here as a junior. He played in the eighth grade game. So it's kind of neat, too, to see some of those guys. So like we were talking about, some of the future college football stars will be in a high school game. We'll definitely see some of those eighth graders earlier in the day who a few years later will be in a senior game. And then, yeah, you know, listen, we all love this game. So to see it grow where girls want to get involved and now have a tangible way to be involved with flag football, it's really exploding. We ran a camp for Under Armour this year in Mexico City. It's becoming an international thing. So to now have a camp that day and then an all-star game for the girls as well, it's, you know, listen, we all want to see this sport we all love grow, and we're certainly seeing that. And just in one day at Speck Martin, between the eighth graders, the girls flag football, and then the Under Armour All-American game, three great events throughout that day. And if I could just say, too, if you want tickets for the game there, Speck Martin, at underarmournext.com/football, there's tickets available. I think it's going to be a great atmosphere and a great day of football as well. You should mention anybody in the Florida area wants to come out and check it out in person. And if not, like I said, 4 o'clock on ESPN.
Sounds good. Craig? Looking forward to it. Thanks so much for taking time. I know you want to get to that first practice, check things out. We'll talk to you this week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Hopefully I see you out here.
Yep, we will. Good stuff. Craig Hobart from ESPN doing an outstanding job. And if you're going to get an opportunity to go to the game, it's at 4 o'clock up at Speck Martin. That's up at DeLand, home of Stetson University. They had to move it this year, but I'll tell you what, as you heard, there's going to be some really, really good football talent throughout the entire week. If you have an opportunity, they're at Disney, at the Wide World of Sports up until the game, and practicing every day, as you could hear in the background. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk to Alex Dono, Locked On Canes. A lot to talk about next.